Hello.
Hey, Brian.
Yes.
Hey, Brian, this is John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Hi. I got everything sorted out, so I just got to, I'll still have to send in for my license and the, I can easily get the insurance, though.
Okay.
Part of it, so.
Let me see here. So, I believe we're focusing on residential.
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to see the requirements. I had it pulled up. Where'd it go? Shoot. Because Google has this live chat where I can get the exact requirements. Okay, here it is. So, Cedar Rapids. Surrounding areas. 50-mile radius. And I remember you mentioned handyman, drywall repair, painting, decks. I remember decks was the big one, too.
Yeah, decks and siding.
Okay, decks and siding. I had it pulled up. Okay, here, I'm just going to repunch it into the live chat. Have them give it to me directly from the quarters. I want to see what they're requesting for general liability and if there's an exact license that they're going to want for deck building and siding. But that's only if we do the pay-per-lead program. If we're doing the local-only program, then it's just a flat $299, and they're going to be more lenient about the licensing. It's kind of prescriptive.
I would do the $299.
Okay. You just want to do that? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Then.
Yeah, I would just rather stay local.
Okay. It's easier to set up that way, too, because we could kind of just set it up, and then it's like, okay, proceed at your own caution with the local. So if you are missing paperwork, it's like we could still post you, but it's kind of, you know, proceed at your own will. With Google Guarantee, it's absolutely no, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me go here. Okay, I actually already quoted you $299 for that platinum. I see here. Okay, that's
yeah.
What it is. And then that's with the website included. Do you have pictures that you'll be able to send us for the website?
I have some pictures.
Okay, what about a logo?
I do have a logo.
Okay, perfect. Do you have a Facebook page already?
I started to convert my old Facebook profile to it, but it's definitely not anything that's really noteworthy in regarding work.
Okay. Do you have any kind of state construction contractor registration?
That's what I was talking about. I'm still waiting to get that back.
Okay,
gotcha. Hear back on that.
But it's already in process, though. So you are getting.
Yeah. Well, it'll be in process, so.
Okay. That's fine. Proceed with own caution. And then $250K in general liability?
I will talk to them, and I'm sure I could get that set up.
Yeah, that's just for the deck building side of it. And the siding side of it. As far as, like, the handyman, drywall stuff, painting stuff, you're totally fine there, but we just want that to protect you. It's not like going to be a requirement where, you know, hey, we can't post you. We could post you and you'll proceed at your own caution. But the last thing I want is for us to bring a bunch of jobs. Something goes bad on a job and then your company's gone. what I mean? So.
Yeah. That's why I'm starting off with like the handyman and smaller odd jobs.
Okay. All right. So.
Cause I knew going into it that some of this stuff is going to cost a fair amount of money.
Yeah, I mean, it usually does, just getting a business set up. I mean, sometimes guys, they aren't profitable until 6 months, a year into it, because they're just spending money getting everything up and running. And a lot of people don't know that about starting a business. They think, oh, I'm just going to create this brand and put it out there, and jobs are going to start flowing in, and it's all going to be hunky-dory, but and then something goes wrong really early on, and it's like, or they don't have the consistency, and jobs fall through, and it's a roll of the dice. But you definitely have to, invest in the beginning, and then it kind of kicks back as the jobs start rolling in. So there is one issue here. So I pulled all the information I could on your business. They did say that we would have to send a physical Google verification in order to make you Google verified, just to even exist on Google as a valid company. So they send you this postcard in the mail. I had a street address here of 427 Ashton Place Northeast, but it says that that's not going to be valid. Is there like a suite number or apartment number missing?
It's apartment 85.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Yeah, that's an apartment complex.
Okay.
That's why it probably said that.
Yeah, yeah, it's okay to actually use that address, and they could still send the PIN there, but I think it's because it didn't have the apartment number, so they're going, hey, you know, we can't just send this to this address without the actual number of where it's going. Google would require me to hide your address, though. It's not eligible for public display or turn-by-turn directions, since it is a apartment complex that you'll be doing business from. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It'll still say Cedar Rapids, and have the zip code on there.
My hope is after our first full year is, like, I'll be able to not be here in
right.
an apartment.
Get a location going.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And you said that the Facebook page, you created it, but it's just not really active? You haven't really uploaded anything other than, like, logo?
I have uploaded a logo. What I was saying is it was my old personal Facebook page that I started to convert, and then got thinking, it's like, that's probably not a great idea.
Yeah, let's just delete that and have our reps build one from scratch, and then we could run some ads through it, too, just to get more irons in the fire. That's part of the Platinum Package Bundle I approved for you anyway. So,
well, for me, personally, I generally don't post much, but I'm still using my logo as, like, my profile picture.
Okay. So, that's fine. No, that's actually good. You want to brand it. As far as posting, they'll do a bi-weekly posting on there. So we'll ask you to send in photos as these jobs come in. We'll also ask you to, like, be proactive and request reviews from the jobs as they come in, so we can start building up your reviews.
Yep.
And then they'll put together an ad, and they'll put together the posts. And then the way they do it is they'll send you a text message prior to actually posting it, just to get your approval. And then you say yay or nay, and then they go ahead and actually post it.
Gotcha.
Okay. And then we have an app and a tracking system you'll be able to download, and help you keep track of all the online listings. It's kind of like a centralized hub for you, and that's a good place to be able to request reviews, too. You could just plug their number in, and it'll send them a live link to your Google Business profile, and they could just star rating right out. It's pretty convenient.
Okay.
I sent you the email address to send in photos. You have my direct number and extension, so I'll be your account lead. There is going to be an account manager and an account management team that's going to help me with fulfillment, so I won't be the only guy that you'll talk to. I actually wanted to schedule a client interview. Do you have availability today? I mean, I can have you in a client interview here, like, between 5 and 6 o'clock if you really want to get things rolling.
Can we... I know it would be nice to get it done today, but is it possible to just get set up for, like, I usually am up by, like, 8 o'clock on Monday.
Okay. The earliest I could do on Monday is actually 9 to 10 for a client interview.
That would be fine, too.
Okay, because that tech's based in California. Okay.
Gotcha.
CI English. And then I'll send you a calendar invite to this. What's your business email address where I could send not just the invitation for this, but I'm going to send you a receipt and a full outline of the agreement in writing, as well as access to your account dashboard and tracking system, all to this email.
It's just the business name, which is Hunter Handyworks at live or outlook.com, not live.
Okay. Works at live.com. Okay. And do you have a Google Voice number or a Google tracking number?
I don't think so.
Okay. We're going to want to use that instead of getting a separate business line.
Real quick, I spell Handyworks with an I.
Oh, yeah. No, I got it. Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, I have all your listings up in front of me with two monitors right now. So.
Okay.
Yeah, you're good. I got all of them. I can see every platform you're submitted to. You said you were going to leave HomeAdvisor by Angie's. Or are you going to continue with that one?
I am probably going to continue it with it for now to keep getting some smaller jobs.
Okay.
At least I might stick with it for like a half a year or something.
Well, I'm pretty sure.
If it's not getting me a ton of jobs.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure once you see like the work start kicking in from this, because you're in a good area. I was doing some keyword research earlier, and I think once you start seeing the volume come in, then you'll probably wind up leaving that, because these people are able to call you direct. It's not pay per lead with this platform, so you're not limited on the amount of jobs you can get with that $299. And then we're going to be utilizing so many different platforms.
That's probably what's going on. That's probably why I haven't been getting any calls the last week, and I didn't get any calls the last 2 weeks of last month either. That's probably why.
What happened? What do you mean?
Got too many jobs, then they didn't send me anymore.
Oh. So you got kind of like booked up, or?
Well, no, it's like, like you were saying, like, they'll send me enough for leads, and then
because of the budget. Got it. Okay. Yeah. Some guys leave it uncapped. Some guys will go, okay, I'm only going to put $300 or $500 a month into it. And then it's like, if the leads are $30 a pop, you know, you can go through 10 leads and then that 300 is gone, and you could do that quickly. You can go through 10 leads in like a week and a half. So it's not really a monthly budget. It's more of like a, till you run out of leads budget with those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one, you're not getting charged per lead, and then we're giving you multiple different ways of generating those leads. So that's why I was telling you, you probably wind up leaving that one, because it'll save you money doing this and get you more leads, because they're just one directory. I mean, we're putting you on the first page of Google, plus multiple other directories, Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. So it's like you're going from having all your eggs in one basket, paying for every call, to 10 different baskets and not having to pay per call at all. So
yeah,
it's really a lot better for you. The hard part is just having those listings.
And it's cheaper.
Available.
I'll be honest, your per month is about $50 cheaper.
Yeah. Well, I made it that way though. You know, I sent you the pricing page earlier. It's normally not. It's usually $8.98 the first month and then $5.99 monthly, but I was able to get it lowered for you. Part of that new in business credit. Okay, and then so I have the account set up here. Last name's Hunter, right? And you spell your name traditional. I've been typing it in as B-R-Y-A-N.
I-A-N.
I-A-N, okay. I think that is the traditional spelling, so I need to fix that.
I've only known one other Brian that spells it with a Y.
Yeah. My family, for some reason, they like to throw those Ys in there. It's weird. I got a little cousin. She's like 16 years old. Her name's Riley, but it's R-Y-L-E-E. And her sister is Shiloh. It's S-H-Y-L-O-H. You know, they have, I don't know why my aunt and mom tend to like those. The Y instead of the I. All right, here we go. Boom. Update. Okay. And then how do you want your hours of operation listed on the first page of Google?
I'm usually like an 8 to 4, I would say.
Okay. Now, is that like a Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends as well?
We could say like 8 to 12 on Saturday, because I occasionally work on Saturdays, but very rarely.
Okay. 8 to 12 on Saturday. Okay. And then Sunday fully closed, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you able to accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I don't have a way to accept card. I do have a way to accept cash and check.
Okay, cash and check only as of now.
Well, does Venmo count as like card?
Yeah, they have digital payments actually available online now. So you could do like Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, PayPal.
I do have I have Venmo downloaded. I still need to set it up, but
okay.
I just got to plug in my bank information as well.
Yeah, Venmo is pretty convenient, but, I mean, my wife, she's always like, hey, send me money, right? That's what wives do. And and they, once you hit a certain limit on those, they starts getting sent over to the IRS, and then they want to tax you on giving your wife money. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Uncle Sam's in the middle of my marriage.
Okay. Yeah.
I have to cut her off. I'm like, this is your limit.
Yeah.
It's your limit. I guess that's a good thing. All right. So I got your account created here. I will submit your Google verification letter today. I'm going to have to go across the street to do that and do it manually, but I'll do that today on my way out. So that way we're not wasting a day, even though we're doing the client interview on Monday. Usually they'll send that out with the client interview, but it takes about 3 to 5 business days to get to you in the mail. It does say Google right on it in the front. Like, you can't miss it. Big colorful letters. It's one of those ones you kind of like rip off the edges, and then in the middle it'll have the 5-digit verification number. You could either text that number over, or you could call into me with that number, and that will verify you, and that'll kind of mark your little red spot there on the map. That'll start as your center point for the radius. So if you tell them during the client interview on Monday, hey, I only cover a 40-mile radius, it's going to be based on your address. It's going to be 40 miles from there.
Yeah.
Okay. And we could also customize the area. If there's like areas you don't want to go to, we can actually exclude them from the geo-targeting. And then I have some of your keywords set. We do list you for 15 different ones. So handyman, drywall, repair, painting, decks, and siding, that's only 5. So there's like 10 other ones. So if you think of some over the weekend, or if you want to do some searches on your own and say, hey, I think this would be a good one for me to show up in, just let us know, and then we'll lock those in during your client interview.
Okay.
All right. And then, let me see here, PB. Okay. Client is notified about PB. Send in photos. Okay. Address verified. Address hidden based on it being an apartment complex. Okay, we're going to have to buy a domain name for you. I'm thinking, because of the way you spell the name, hunterhandyworks.com should be available. Let me check.
Okay.
Yep, it is. Okay, so I'm going to have them try to grab this domain name for you.
We have that.
Perfect. As long as nothing happens with that between now and the Monday client interview, they'll be able to snag that for you, but I put it in the notes here to go ahead and request that.
Okay.
Okay, they might need to change it to, like, if somebody grabs it, I mean, chances are still be there, but might need to add, like, an IA to it or a LLC or something to it.
Yeah, in fact, I don't see me being an LLC for probably a little while.
Okay, well, then it has to be like IA or Handyworks, .net, .com, or .something else. Yeah, we'll have to see what's available. Right now, that one's available, so let's just assume that that's going to be fine, and I've already put in the notes for them to grab that for you, so that's good. All right.
Okay.
All right, I got the account set up, Ryan. All right, and then client interview is scheduled. It's going to be Monday at 9 a.m. I already sent you the invite there. Okay, yep, he's got it. They're going to text you 1 hour prior. I'm going to set up that reminder for you. So 8 a.m., I'll give you a little heads up. We're going to call. That's going to be with a separate technician. I'll actually introduce you to the technician. So I'll call you with them on the line, and then I'll intro, and then they'll take over the call from there.
Okay.
All right. And then now I got to modify your billing. Okay. So let's go in here. And then as promised, so this is going to be a platinum package. The discounts that I got you, Brian, are indefinite. Okay. So the first month's payment is going to go through today. It's the first at $299 for the platinum package. And then each month moving forward, it's going to be set up to renew on the first day of the month, but it's going to stay $299 as long as you're with us. It's not just like a first month, get them hooked to it, and now we go back. Yeah, there's no bait and switch there. But do remember, we could, once you get to the 5 reviews on here and you have all the proper licensing and insurance, if you do leave HomeAdvisor but you still want to buy leads, we do have Google Guarantee, which will move you up to the very tip top of the screen. You'll be the first guy on all those search results pages. It'll say Google Guarantee next to you, and then we can hand you off leads live, and those are exclusive leads handed off to you with the customer on the line. So if you do leave those guys and you want to upgrade to that later, just let me know, and then I could always add that to the service.
Yeah. I forget, how much was that upgrade, just so I know for future?
Yeah, so normally they charge a $250 application and background check, but I'll waive that for you since you're already a local client of ours, and I'll save you that. And so you'll really just have to, like, I'll send you the application. You got to fill it out, get through the background check, and then you have lead fees. So the lead fees for your industry, I had them, where are they, with the license requirement, they're $44 each. That was for deck building leads.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So they'll ask you for a 13 lead balance to start. So it says they're going to ask you for 520 to activate. So pretty much you don't have to pay anything for the application. I can send you the application. You go through the background check. They can move you up to the top. And then when you're ready to start receiving leads, they'll request $520, and then you'll have a 13 lead balance from there.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. But we have to establish you locally anyway. I mean, you don't even have a local presence established. So, I mean, we're at least a month or two out before we should really do that.
Yeah. I'm thinking, if anything, I might do that, like, maybe like 6 months in or even a year from now.
Yeah. Some guys get hasty, though. Like, I mention it to them, and they're like, no, let's just do the application now. And I'm like, all right, you know, we can fast track it, work on it at the same time, you know. But that's not the traditional method. Because they usually want you to have at least 5 reviews and have already your traditional Google verification before they'll let you do the background check and guarantee you 2 customers.
Now, am I able to, like, send you guys my reviews from Angie's, or is that just going to be, like, a huge...
Yeah, because we can't copy and paste them. Yeah, we could like, hyperlink the Angie's list to your website, if you want to do that, so that way they can reference it. But Google reviews are different. They actually have to be, like, logged into their email when they send them. So that's why it's really important to have the review request form in your tracking system, because you could just text it to them. They're usually already logged into their email on their phone, so they could just type in the star rating and write it in and send it. So you're more than welcome, and I would highly encourage you to send it to past clients or the people that are on that Angie's List thing. It might seem like you're bugging them, but, you know, if they take 2 seconds, they could put a star rating, write something real quick, and send it over, and then we'll have them on Google as well.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But you'll see in your tracking system, as you complete jobs and, like, you reach out to people, it sends you reminders, like, oh, did you request reviews? Or if we notice in the tracking system jobs are coming through, we have guys that on the back end that'll, like, send you a little reminder, hey, send them the review form so we can – get those reviews. You want to build up your reputation. Just helps us close the deal. All right. So I have the profile set ready to launch. In terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, Brian, how did you want to do that?
Well, how can I do that, I guess?
Right. Good question. So we don't do any, like, prepaid cards. We don't do anything with account and routing numbers. So it just has to be a traditional, either personal or business card, either Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express.
Okay. I do have a business account.
That's the best way to go, because it's marked as a business expense. So when you do your taxes, this is actually a write-off for you.
Okay. Yeah, I'll put it on my business credit card then for now.
Okay.
And hopefully, so, I might need to switch it to the checking though, because after this first month, just because right now I only have a limit of like $2,000 for my business, since it's brand new.
Got it. Got it. Understood. Yeah, so that's a phone call. I mean, you just call in. We do have a lady in the billing department that specializes in that. Her name's Tina. But you could always contact me directly, too. If you go to your text messages, you have my direct number and extension. So if you just dial 544. Also, after this payment, you're going to get access to your tracking system. And you'll notice when you download that app and go in the tracking system, there is a billing tab. And you can actually manually do it on your own, too, if you're not comfortable handing it off to other people moving forward.
Gotcha.
Okay. But you said is this a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American
Express? It's a MasterCard.
And it says Hunter Handiworks on it, right?
This, for some reason, this
doesn't.
Card does not, but my debit card for the business account does.
Okay, but this one says Brian Hunter?
Yes.
Okay, any middle initial in there or name?
J.
Okay. And then I'll add the business name to it, so that way it'll still have the business name on the invoice. You can always give that to your CPA. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google verification? Okay.
Yes.
Apartment 85. Okay. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
5184.
5184.
8140.
8140.
0161.
0161.
3380.
3380. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0628.
06 of 2028. And then 3-digit code on the back.
642.
Okay. And then we have a security question. So if you're ever contacted by our company and you're not sure, or if you're contacted by a company and you're not sure if it's Local Splash, definitely reference this security question. And vice versa. You know, if we call and it's like, hey, this does not sound like Brian, we're going to use this. Now, you got a bad cold one day. So you got 3 options for this. It's your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet name.
We'll go with the city I was born in.
All right. Where were you born, Brian?
Davenport.
Davenport.
I want, if they want the state, but yeah.
No, we got it. Yeah. It usually will pick it up automatically here in the system. Okay. Yeah. Davenport, Iowa. All right. Save. All right. And then before I can authorize any transaction, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. Mostly because of the discounts that I applied, but this is going to outline the agreement. It's month to month and the billing. And all the billing information on the account as far as like when it'll be processed, the amounts that'll be processed. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything that I say that you don't agree with or you don't understand, just feel free to stop me. I could always pause and kind of rephrase it for you if need be. I just want to make sure we're on the same page before I authorize a transaction with your business today.
Yep.
Okay. All right, Brian, you are on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. These calls are recorded by Google for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you and your business. To ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Hunter Handyworks.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title with the company?
Brian Hunter, and I'm the owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Hunter Handyworks today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose or let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
And this is letting you know if I get other jobs, basically.
Well, no. So we know what you're doing already, and that's fine if you want to keep doing what you're doing. But after today, we're basically going to go in and create a bunch of online listings and verify them and try to cover all your bases, really, with that platinum package. But let's say somebody called you tomorrow. Before you add it, we want you to double-check with us or verify with us that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating any listings. That causes a discrepancy with Google. If you have 2 of the same thing, they want us to, like, delete one or verify.
Yeah, I see what you're saying now.
Yeah, we just want to avoid any kind of suspensions or you spending money you shouldn't be.
Gotcha. Yep.
Okay. And it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend all new accounts like yours, you try it for at least 2 months when you first sign up, just because we're building everything from scratch, the website, going through the verification. But it is month to month, right? That's not a contractual agreement. Everybody's month to month with the local listings. It says, your first month payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's August 1st, 2025. Going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, I have you on a full platinum package bundle. I have included the website for you at no additional cost, and I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with our services. So when the term is completed, the agreement's going to be set up to automatically renew each month on the first day of the month, but you're going to keep the same discounted price of $299 indefinitely. So as long as you're with us, okay? Now, you may discontinue or cancel the agreement at any time since you're not binded to any kind of contract. All that we ask is if you do decide to discontinue, please let us know before the next billing is due, or like before the first of the month, so that way we can prevent the system from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process your first month's payment in the amount of $299. Upon the initial payment confirmation, you're going to start receiving some text messages. They're going to come through. So one of them is going to be a full outline of the agreement in writing. You'll have to sign off on that. There's also going to be a username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system that'll come through. I highly recommend downloading the Local Splash app. I do understand sometimes people, their phones are jammed with apps and they can't download another app, so we do have a PC version.
I got a new phone when I started the business, so I don't have to worry about that.
Perfect. Yeah, this app is going to be your best friend. I mean, it's like having all your online listings, your whole business reputation, all your leads, everything is just right there in your pocket. If you need help with the website, it's right there. Billing information, it's right there. Requesting reviews. Making sure you're not missing leads. You know, if you miss phone calls, you can go in there and verify it's a lead. We will provide you with a Google Voice tracking phone number. What I highly recommend is when we put this phone number on your listings, it's still going to forward to your number in real time, but we want you to save that number in your phone as lead or potential lead. So that way when it's coming on your caller ID system, you know that that's a live business call rather than a personal call, or just some random number showing up on your screen from that customer. So that's how we make sure that the business owner doesn't lose the opportunities.
Yep.
Okay. So let me know when these messages come through.
I've gotten one so
far. I think that's the main one there. Say, Brian, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file.
Let me pull it.
I know there's a few things in there. I texted you a pricing page and my number.
The photos and contact is what shows right now.
Okay, photos is for you to just send in pictures, but we should be looking for a new one here. It'll start with your name, and then they'll say thank you for choosing Local Splash. It will have a direct link to your subscription.
Yep, it does.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So if you click on that, you'll actually see all the products and features that are normally in the Platinum package, but for that discounted pricing structure of $299 month to month. You'll see reoccurring each month, you still keep that pricing structure for as long as you're with us. If you do decide to discontinue or cancel, like I said, there's no cancellation fees or penalties, but they do have like severance. So, you know, we pay like a $99 charge to get you your domain. If you say, hey, I want to cancel being on the first page, but I do want to keep the domain, we'll go, okay, well, here you go. You know, $99 what we paid for it. So it's $99 and it's yours.
Yeah.
But while you're a client, none of that. Okay. So you don't have to worry about those things. Those are all be covered in your package and pricing structure with us. And then let me see here. Hosting, everything's good. Okay, so basically your homework for the weekend is just to sign off on that. As long as that's signed off on, then we are going to circle back with you Monday morning. I got you locked in at 9 a.m. Like I said, we'll send you that text message reminder around 8 a.m., and we'll pick up and go from there. You know, the agenda for that call is mainly to lock in which keywords you're going to be listed for on the first page, get the domain name for your website, narrow down how you want that website to look, as well as the areas that you want to target geographically with the campaign. So. Should be a pretty smooth call. Usually only takes about 30 minutes, but we do like that hour window in case the call goes over, you have extra questions.
Yep.
All right. Well, again, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard, Brian. Did you have any questions, comments, or concerns?
Right now I'm actually on there and trying to sign up, but it's not letting me click on when I click on confirm signature, and nothing's happening.
Yeah, you do have a new phone. You have to turn it sideways.
Oh.
And then it lets you scroll down and actually sign it, right?
Yeah, it won my middle initial.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It has to match up with the billing information. So the billing information does say Brian J. Hunter.
Mm-hmm. And then I don't have a user or one of those text messages has a username and password, right?
Yep. Yeah, it's going to come through in the text message. The username is always your phone number to start out with until you log in there. And then once you log in, you'll actually be able to update and change it to whatever you prefer. But you will see it in there that your phone number is the username and the password is FunSuccess, all one word.
Okay.
So definitely download the app, though. I'm telling you, it's a lot easier than to use on that PC version.
The PC. I'm using my phone.
Right, yeah. So using the PC version on your phone is probably really difficult to navigate.
Yeah.
It's all over the place, yeah. So definitely download the app, and then it's good to get familiar with that. Like I said, it's a good tool. It's a CRM system built into it, so you can keep track of all your customers.
And then I'm guessing the logo is just LS.
Yep. Yeah, it's an orange L and a navy blue S.
Okay.
Yep. It'll be right there in
just
App
downloading Store. That, and then I can work on that, like, tomorrow or something.
Yeah. Yeah, you have the whole weekend, too.
Yeah. Well, I got a pretty busy weekend, so I really don't have the whole weekend. I've got most of the weekend, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. As long as you download it, you have the login credentials, you know how to get into it, and then, you know, the subscription terms you already signed. So pretty much we're just waiting for our phone call this weekend. I'm going to go downstairs when we finish this call. I have to obviously notate your account a little bit, but then I'll submit the Google verification letter.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Bye, Brian.
Bye.